Good afternoon. This is KB4CPA. Name is David.
Is this Dennis, David? Are you the one that always goes off to play tennis?
It's me. No tennis today, but I usually play about six times a week.
I've almost got your call sign down, but not quite there. Anyway, this is Wyatt.
I got most of that. I'm sorry I stopped in on a dead spot there. It's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and KP4CPA.
I'm Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
KO4EXB, and say it isn't so.
Of your transmission, it's my location, not yours.
And somebody walked all over you, David. I don't know who they were. Neither one of you won.
I was just saying, I only got part of your transmission. I'm on the Edwards Road, so it's pretty bad.
It's KO4PXB, and say it isn't so. How's it going, Dave?
Oh, my goodness. So you must be on your way home from work.
You got to go get the crumb snatcher first, and then we're going to, me and my wife and the kids are going to go down for camping in the trailer or something. The camper, so I'm going to go check it out. So definitely come back in here at the station. Don't want to leave you out.
Is the crumb snatcher a dog?
No, it's a five-year-old. It's a child.
I'm sorry.
Guys, I'm going to be out just for a minute. I am picking up a pizza. I'm going to drop completely out of the repeater here, so y'all carry on KP4CPA.
And the other station, since I jumped in y'all's conversation, I didn't catch your call sign.
Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. Name's Wyatt.
Nice to meet you, Wyatt. Did you just get your license shortly?
I didn't get it before I was born, but I've had it a while. It's Kilo Juliet's are around 2010-ish timeframe.
Yeah, I probably got mine probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Lloyd's anymore. They used to be very popular.
Yeah, they know a great name when they hear it.
Name Frank, he was very, very well known, but that was before my time, mostly. Can't remember when he was active.
Lloyd, you're not bragging about your name, are you?
Sir, I've let quite a few people use it, like Frank Lloyd Wright and the company that actually insures all the, famous people's, body parts, and like Lloyd's of London. There's used to be an old Lloyd's radio, so yeah, I let him use it without royalties.
He picked up on Frank Lloyd Wright. So many people would have missed that.
What bridges?
Yep, definitely one of the old and goodies.
1960s, sorry.
Born in the pre-1960s. 54, as a matter of fact. And used to watch Sea Hunt every week. Black and white. Living black and white. But anyway, pick it up, Lloyd.
Did you say the 1850s?
I'm not going to dig that to give a hole. You know, I am so tired of people in the government today.
So, you know, how could I be born in the 1800s?
It's messing with you.
But some people probably believe it. Because I ain't getting any younger.
Yeah, unless you're the incredible Ted Buttons, I don't think, or I think that was his name, but none of us are.
27 the second time around this year.
Tell me your name again, please, sir.
It's Wyatt.
Wyatt Earp?
Never heard that joke.
It's a joke. I mean, Wyatt Earp was a real gunslinger back in the day. I mean, if, you know, unless you wanted to die, you didn't mess with him.
The Wyatts might be the same way.
Saying is all.
They had some quiz and you failed.
The song about Wyatt Earp, I can't sing it on the radio, but anyway, I was a voice major in college, but anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd. KP4CPA.
Explain what a voice major is. Is that like singing?
It is. And, well, they put you through it, too. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people think being a music major is a, you know, easy crip course, you know, no sweat and all that, but you know, it's far from it, and then you've got to, you know, practice at least 3 or 4 hours a day, so it, you know, it gets rather interesting, and you, all the courses I took, there was no way I would have finished in 4 years. I finally dropped out at the end of my junior year and got married, but I went back and finished and got my undergraduate and graduate degree from Liberty University when they started their online program way back in years ago. Their first year, they had 10,000 people online, and there's no telling how many people are doing that now.
Yeah, when I was in college, I took the modern music as the one of my electives, which I definitely enjoyed that. Instead of the classical, I mean, I like both genres of the music. Like I said, definitely the more modern stuff is what I'd more relate to.
On the road, I finally got somewhere where there's not a lot of traffic. And these people were driving me bonkers.
Be on the moon then, because I'll tell you one thing. The law enforcement is out in full force this weekend, so, you know, light on that right pedal. And gentlemen, I am getting ready to pull in the garage, so I will say 73s and see Lloyd. I guess you can pick it up. KB4CBA 73s.
Dave, enjoy your pizza and definitely have a great evening. Wyatt, pick a topic, and we'll go from there.
We'll catch you later. So, Lloyd, you do HF any?
Yep, not yet, due to the fact that this is not a cheap hobby. I have my license where I can, but I just, you know, have been able to, you know, find one that, you know, of course, you're never going to find one you can truly afford. Sometimes you may get lucky, but also have to work on hiding an antenna from the aircraft. Have to be able to put it in place.
I guess you're not going after. after that fancy new flex radio that's got a 500-watt amp built into it. I don't even want to. David Watson was saying it's going to be something like $10K to buy the thing. And I'm like, no. Me, I'm good at 100 watts or less. And, you know, a lot of those HF lines, if you have trees, you can't see the antenna. And I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in.
I live on Highway 14 in Holly Tree.
Where's that?
Nope, I live on Highway 14 in Simpsonville in the community called Holly Tree.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, you almost made me say a bad word. Sorry.
Yeah, why would you say 85? I didn't make you go say a bad word like that.
No, 85 is a parking lot. I used to, because I live on the other end of 14, up near Landrum, and I used to take 85 into work when I had to go work at Donaldson, and now I take 414 straight across the county and then take 25 straight down. No more of that craziness.
Yeah, because if you're going to ride 85, you better have a cooler, some food, snacks, and a way to relieve yourself if you ever get stuck in traffic, because sometimes you'll sit there hours.
Hit a plane one time, and I got stuck in that traffic because, hey, the map says it's the faster route. And I almost felt like, you know what, do I just need to get a bed and just go ahead and curl, take a nap? And that was the last time I went 85.
My to and from work, I go down Highway 14, turn on to the South Buncombe, and I'm to work in about 25 minutes.
As short ago as 2008, from where I lived to Donaldson was like a 35-minute drive. It now takes an hour.
Yep, and now that the construction is starting, that'll probably increase the time.
Welding now.
But they are starting to do more of the that new interchange over 85 and 385, and they're doing some work on 85 around the Highway 14 area. Because a couple weeks ago, they may have stopped it right now, like I said, but they were doing the construction on 85 right there at the Highway 14 area, starting like 7 o'clock in the evening till 7 in the morning.
I don't have to go 85 if I can avoid it. I mean, I will go all the way down 14 and go over to Fort Shoals Road and go in that way if I have to. But going across the county on the north end and then going down 25, it can get rough around Berea, but generally, it's not too bad.
Yep, and never, never, never add the S word into that, because then the trip gets even longer.
That's the other place where there's a big slowdown is 185 going north on 85, right there. For some strange, forsaken reason, the traffic just comes to a halt. I don't understand it.
Probably people trying to merge in or just not paying attention, and it just happens.
People not paying attention. I got stuck behind several people today going into work, and it's like, are you drunk? You're wobbling in the lane. So either you're playing with your phone, which you shouldn't be doing, or you're drunk, which you also shouldn't be doing. Just get off the road.
Yep, probably starting tomorrow evening, there'll definitely be quite a few people, you know, under the influence of something and not paying attention.
I was getting myself scheduled up for some work over in Clemson for Monday, and somebody pointed out that, hey, guess what? Monday is a holiday, and I'm like, oh, what holiday? I'm sorry, I work all the time. I only take 2 days that I turn off my phone. And that's Christmas and Easter. And, you know, I'm generally working pretty much all the rest of the time.
What do you do for work?
Can I hold?
Yes, sir. I heard you clear. Because I was asking you what you did for work.
Transmitters and transceivers within the fence line at Dolphin.
Yep, that sounds fine.
I also utilize my ham radio for something, right?
Yep. So I do computer repairs for Honeywell.
What division of Honeywell?
The Aero division. Like I said, I do all their, I do their IT support.
Oh, okay. That's a whole while. I got about another 2 miles to the house.
I still got 10 minutes for the daycare, and I have no control over that, like I said. I'm supposed to be in there at 5:30, but I'm from all the way at almost to Wade Hampton. I'll definitely never make it into the downtown past Malden in that 30 minutes.
No, it's terrible. Oh, well. Pretty early.
All depends on how stressed your employer will be. You can always start it early. Just may not be going back.
My employer fires me all the time, and the next day he hires me back, and then I quit a bunch of times, and the next day I get hired back. So that's what happens when you work for yourself.
Okay, one of us went off our ex because I heard you in a massive amount of static.
Saying that, you know, my employer fires me on a regular basis and hires me back the next day, and I quit a bunch, and then, you know, I have to get hired back the next day because I work for myself.
Yep, then you can definitely just go ahead and take the leave off work earlier tomorrow, or...
8-hour work week. I think I'm just going to call it quits tonight. Anyway, I am almost designated. I'll talk to you later, Lloyd. It's good to meet you. KJ4, CTD, clear on your final.